they put up a huge fuss about cameras on the island, and of course that affected my father. That was why he basically loved to come to Monhegan. He loved to take pictures, and they wouldn't let him bring his camera. It had to do with photographing things that might be of interest to the Germans and the Japanese, and that they had not exactly isolated him as a potential spy, but if they made the rule for one person, they had to enforce it for everybody. No cameras, as I remember, were allowed anywhere within 1 mile of the coast.
Okay.
And so, and of course, that was really before, things like iPhone, of course, but also the 36 millimeter cameras with multiple shots that I think they basically came in after the war. Mm-hmm. They probably had invented them before. So it wasn't that hard to enforce, because you could find somebody carrying a 4x5 speed Graflex, which is a large creation. You couldn't, you know, there were no cameras that just fit in your pocket at that point.
So again, would this just be people who were volunteering to?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I do know that the boats were very careful. I assume it was the captains of the various boats that came out.